Welcome, everybody, to episode 437 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Gentlemen, how are you?
Getting better.
Getting better? What about you, Eric?
Whoa.
What? Well, what?
I'm just here echoing.
Oh. Yeah, it seems fine now.
Yeah, I don't hear any echoing. Are you still echoing?
I noticed it too, but it's not happening anymore.
Yeah. What about you, Breakman? Are you, first of all, are you still having echo? Second, how are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm taking a nap right now. I'm just kind of physically here. My brain's sleeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm almost there, man. I'm with you, Break. Eric, how was your week, you said?
Wait, does that mean if he actually tries to read a Japanese article, he might actually get it right this time? His brain's working, he does.
No, it won't happen.
That's hopeful thinking, Eric. Let's see how it goes, though, for sure. I had an interesting week of a lot of pain, so I'll be getting into that in a little bit. But that's a good segue, guys, into the news. With Breakman just being here physically. Mentally, he's not here.
Is he ever, really?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Are any of us? Anyways, Eric, let's start with
the news, it's like Ghost in the Shell where all the Tachikomas and our minds are somewhere else and our brains are just receiving signals.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, go ahead and read the first news story. Let's get through all this.
This is from Gimmatsu. First look at Codevein, Bandai Namco's new action RPG. Says the latest weekly Famitsu is now available, providing a first look at Codevein, new Unreal Engine 4 action RPGs from Bandai Namco, led by key God Eater staff Keita Iizuka, Hiroshi Yoshimura, and Yusuke Tomizawa. That would be a producer, director, and team leader in that order.
Yeah. All right. I'm interested in this game.
It seems like it's a Dark Souls wannabe.
Yeah. I'm okay
anime.
I'm okay with that. Sounds okay to me.
Anime goth.
But, I kind of like the darker, you know, toned games than
I kind of like a bright colored.
Let him finish a single sentence, Eric.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's right, man. No, I'm looking forward to this because I do. Like kind of darker RPGs that don't come around that often. Usually they're more sprightly and colorful, like Eric likes. But I'm looking forward to this. I've got hope that it'll be a good game and we'll all enjoy it. But what were you saying, Eric?
I just said I'd like to see a bright colored Souls game that, you know, isn't dingy and dark and demons everywhere.
Mm. And I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite. I'm more into that.
No, I'd just like to see someone try it.
Yeah.
It would be interesting. Although I kind of hope it's not just another Souls game.
Yeah.
Just because it would be nice to see From Software do something that's not that for a little bit.
Yeah.
And get away from that.
Yeah, luckily this isn't from Software, so.
Where did I get that it was From Software?
Your own imaginations, man. Your own insanity.
I guess.
Speaking of insanity, let's go with the next story. Mug, why don't you do the next story?
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Demo! The last recital, no relation to Devo, for PS Vita launches May in North America and Europe. The PS version of Demo The Last Recital has been delayed from its previously announced North American release date, which was scheduled for today, to this May. The rhythm game originally released for iOS and Android has been received positively with over 5 million downloads worldwide.
Mm. Actually, that was a couple days ago, according to this article.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, it's delayed. So, there you go. It'll be coming out pretty soon, I guess, hopefully. Not much on that. I wanted to save this next one to see if we could trip up Breakman. Breakman, next story, please.
Well, I think this is a fake word. I don't think this is actually a real word. Come to us live from Gematsu, The Fruit of Grisaia, side story collection.
Nicely done.
Announced for PS Vita. Latest issue of Weekly Famitsu reveals that Fruit of Grisaia We didn't get one for the dash yet, but this has two dashes. Side exposure dash. Let me try. The Fruit of Grisaia dash side episode dash leisure, comma after.
I know what the dash should be.
What? Nope. Definitely not. It's up to the listeners. When we get a response on that question, we'll insert it. But for now, it's dash. Go ahead, Breakman.
Yeah, there's let me see. The Leisure of Gazaia is going to be a slapstick comedy. This game was previously included as a bonus exclusive with the first edition of Volume 3 of the Blu-ray and DVD release of the animated Eden of Grisaia. Afterglow of Grisaia is going to be a bit more serious, a story-driven visual novel with serious overtones, released in Japan as a first edition bonus for Volume 5 of the Eden of Grisaia anime adaption Blu-ray DVD. And Melody of Grisaia is going to be a visual novel with an engrossing story at its core, and it doesn't say if this is going to be side-splitting comedy or a dark, emotional game, like somewhere in between the other two, I guess.
Yeah. Haven't heard too much of this, but...
I don't think the Melody of Grisaia is on Steam yet.
Because
you can buy them individually right now.
Has anybody played this? Eric, have you played...
I've only played the Fruit of Grisaia. I need to get around to playing the Labyrinth of Grisaia because I think the Eden of Grisaia is coming out soon on Steam. Yeah. Although I'll probably just wait for the R18 version of that to do the review for that.
Yeah. Hey, Brake, have you tweeted out?
That'll take like another 6 months or whatever.
Tweet about this show?
It's like, tweet about this shit?
What are you talking tweet about this shit? Yeah, exactly.
And nobody likes our show. Why bother?
There are a few people, man. I know Dungeon Buster enjoys it, and I think that's how... I think Dungeon Buster.
He's in chat right now.
No,
I think you underestimate how many masochists there are out there, sir. Yeah,
exactly. Freak 5 just joined the chat along with him.
Speaking of.
So there you go.
Actually, I think I'd call him the sadist because he ruins all our lives.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do the next next story, guys. Tohu Genso, Wander Reloaded, playable on Switch at Hakurai Jinja. I should have gave this one to...
I was going to say, you've already fucked up one word.
I'm Retaisai.
Retaisai. Retaisai.
Okay. Good enough.
Hakure and Toho, not Tohu.
I think I've heard that song before. Yeah.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly. Free Pipe says we can be both.
But yes, do please continue the story, Frank. This is fun.
No, it's not fun at all. It's a super rare Switch version ported for technical verification. Will be exclusively playable at, 2017. Image in the company's first tweet reads, please look forward to further news on future developments. So...
You skipped the first paragraph with all the fun stuff, motherfucker.
Nope, yeah. I did not.
The game. Oh no! You skipped the part where the game's actually available for the PlayStation 4 and Vita in Japan.
Well, yeah, but that means nothing to people over here.
I still have to write a review for Genso Wander, and I'm gonna have to regretfully inform people to maybe not buy the game because there's a chance that the Reloaded version could get localized.
Yeah,
it's already been made obsolete.
Yeah, Freak 5 saying that he had the urge to play Link to the Past again. He had a big revelation, so let's see what that revelation is. Eric, why don't you go with the next story, please?
I hope it's not anything foul.
It probably is.
Silicon Air. This is helping a troubled girl through the nightmare places of Faust. Is it Faust?
I'm guessing. Faust?
Faust.
It's F-A-U-S-T, it's Faust.
Faust. Altram.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Faust's daughter left her little more than sadness in an ancient house when he died. And within that house's basement, she meets demons and other strange forces in Faust Altram, a horror game based on Goethe's Faust. I mean.
Yeah, Faust. Yep.
And so it's a visual novel about the daughter of Faust.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's made with RPG Maker.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, it looks like there's parts of the games where you solve puzzles, so it's not just a visual novel.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, in the Dark World, when you go to the first dungeon, the monkey Kiki was the human from the Light World who was changed into a monkey.
I got the impression he was just a monkey.
Mm. Okay.
Because there's no equivalent to him in the Light World.
Yeah. Anything else on this?
He's located anyways.
Anything else on this, Eric? On this story, the Faust Altrum?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Damn it. Hakuoki Kyoto Winds Limited Edition includes a bento box.
Mm-hmm.
The hell's a bento box?
Like the little lunchbox things that have nicely arranged sushi and like rice dishes and stuff.
Oh, okay. This game is receiving a limited edition. Idea Factory's online store has revealed a $72.99 bundle that includes a copy of the PS Vita game and four extra goodies, as they put it here. Because I sure as hell wouldn't have said. Goodies.
Yeah.
It is expected to be released and shipped the same day as the game's debut, which is May 16th. The limited edition items range from ordinary to unexpected. As expected, there's a record of service hardcover art book.
What are you thinking?
Hardcover art book. The 64 pages long and melodies from Kyoto 20-track CD soundtrack. More unconventional is the bento box and cloth.
Yeah.
The bento box is made of bamboo and comes with a divider and band, while the furoshiki wrapping cloth could be used to carry the bento box or other items.
Mug is exiled before we move on. Go ahead. Sorry.
Whatever they said. I'm just going to say yes.
Yes. So May 16th, it says here. And Europe the 19th. So there you go. What game is this? What type of game is this?
This is a visual novel, Otome.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Interesting pluses, bento box. I like that touch. I like the soundtrack. I like the heart. All the bonuses look pretty good in this.
You get the bento box, and then you can actually use it as a bento box.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool, I would say. All right. Mug, next story, please.
All right. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Tauronos turns the myth of the Minotaur into a horror game, which is kind of an interesting idea on the face of it. Retells the myth of Theseus and the Minotaur as a top-down horror game, one where players will need to avoid the colossal beast while finding a way out of the labyrinth. The Minotaur is constantly searching for the player in Tauronos. As such, players will need to stay ahead of it in a pitch-black maze, finding paths to other floors of the labyrinth and avoiding traps to stay out of its clutches. The labyrinth uses some random elements with its Minotaur and exit placement, too, so players won't be able to learn one set way to escape the beast. As the Minotaur gets more aggressive and dangerous the further players go, players will want to acquire upgrades in order to survive. Various pieces of armor are lying throughout the labyrinth, but for players to collect them, they will need to spend time standing on the place they are located, letting the Minotaur get ever closer. Why is that hyphenated? These are necessary to kill the beast, though, so players have no choice but to take the risk. They will also find hidden magical items that can help them for a limited time, telling them where the Minotaur is currently located, reveal obstacles, heal them, and more. It's currently raising votes on Steam Greenlight with a demo available to try on itch.io. That's pretty clever idea.
Like, it's like Pyramid Head and Scissor Man.
Yeah, I like the concept. I don't think they're going to... I think it would be extremely difficult to pull off a game and actually be really
also, good. Also, this is like the really old school top-down where it's like bird's eye tops down.
Yeah.
And those games tend to have weird, wonky controls and ugly looking graphics, and this looks like that.
Yeah.
And really bad collision detection.
Yeah.
Well, you can't make any judgments about the controller collision detection.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like that usual, the top down perspective.
I agree. This could be the exception. We'll have to keep an eye out for it. MXT is exiled for trying to make a song based on me. It would be the greatest song.
I've already said it. It would be easy. All you have to do is just the lyrics just have to be exiled over again.
Which would be the greatest. Again,
and then just periodically sprinkle it with, you son of a bitch, I'm walking off the show, and fuck trains, fuck Kickstarter, and fuck cops. I mean, it's basically all you ever say.
Oh, there's an RPG series called Exile.
Oh, my God. That would be the greatest song ever, Mug. Somebody get on that. Just not on harmonica, though.
It needs to be all harmonica.
No, none. Zero.
I was thinking it was going to be like a big orchestral piece, and then there's going to be like a 20-minute harmonica solo.
No. That could work too. I could get
How about a 30-piece all harmonica orchestra?
Oh, my God. That is the worst thing I've ever heard, ever. Walking off this goddamn show, man.
I told you. You son of a bitch, I'm walking off the show.
Walking off.
Basically, at this point, we could just replace Frank with a soundboard.
Oh, Jesus. Actually, you're going to change your tunes later on. I'm going to shock the world in a few. I promise I'm going to shock the world. Silicon Era. Kimmy is a visual novel of summertime babysitting during the 60s. Oh, that sounds like fun. Kimmy will have players taking care of the title character during the summer in the 60s, Massachusetts. Playing with a young girl, talking with the people they meet, and helping the child make friends throughout this visual novel.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful, actually. Players will wander a neighborhood designed with a painterly art style, creating a lighthearted mood as they meet the game's cast. They can interact with 10 different characters, getting to know them through the dialogue choices they make as they care for Kimmy. Depending on what players choose to say, they can open up new dialogue and play routes. As players learn more about their neighbors and play with Kimmy, they'll start to learn more about the young girl's mysterious family, as well as deal with issues like death and alcohol through the perspective of children and young adults. There's a demo out on Steam. And it's available now. So
the more I know about Kimmy, the less I want to know.
I don't think it sounds super interesting, to be honest with you. I could think of a million other ways.
I think they should go ahead and have her aborted.
That would be...
You guys are awful.
Or committed. Just, you know.
Or committed.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Committed, not aborted. Committed.
There you go.
Abort the game.
Yeah, abort the game. Exactly. It doesn't sound fun. Like the babysitting. I could be completely wrong.
It's a story. You're supposed to read it.
Yeah, but the premise is just not. It's very.
I know. After like 5 pages of reading, you want
to. I understand. They're not selling it very well. Nobody initially wants to read the story about babysitting, but people have wrote pieces about it and say, "Oh, it's about." Situations like the stuff they kind of describe at the end.
Okay, the entire thing can redeem itself if it involves a phone call asking, "Have you checked the children?"
I'm in the house.
The police from inside the house. Yeah. Like the other girl falls, like rolls down the stairs, like the children are dead. Run!
Run! I know it could be good, Eric.
But yeah, Kimmy is the killer. There's your twist.
She's the killer, or he's the killer, exactly. All right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Psycho-Pass, mandatory happiness.
What is it good for? Absolutely. Say it
again. I love it. Psycho-Pass, what is it good for? Oh, man, that's awesome.
Good God, y'all.
Good God, y'all. Yeah, that's awesome. That should be the name of the show. Psycho-Pass, good God, y'all. Anyways.
So this is an announcement saying that this game is actually going to come out early, which is completely different from what we normally get. Originally set for April 27th, the game will be coming out on April 24th. Woohoo! 3 whole days! Woohoo!
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, we're psyched and pumped for Psycho Pass Mandatory Happiness, apparently. What is it really good for?
Good God, y'all.
This is interesting. It has cloud saving because, like, you know, the PS4 and Vita versions didn't have cross saving, so that's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Good.
But Steam Trading Cards, which, yay. Yeah.
All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is visual novel Crystalline Promises. Laughs, loves, and many, many decisions like a visual novel would. But anyways, the protagonist of Crystalline finds himself lost on a magical fantasy world of Terra, but a chance meeting with Liana, mage knight sent to investigate odd magical energies, will set him on the path to find out more about the world, its inhabitants, and his reasons for arriving there. Players are able to shape their journey through Terra throughout many different decisions. The lore touts that the game will have hundreds of decisions leading to branching paths, all of which let the player personalize their character through the relationships, answers, and paths they choose to take. Sounds like there's a lot of benefits in the game, then.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm down. It looks okay. I saw the trailer. It looks good. Let's see. Oh, last story here. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Bomb Service announces Momodora 5 or V. I don't know how.
Oh, here's something else interesting about this article, by the way. It says all the characters are fully animated, giving a range of facial expressions and body language. So it sounds like they're using 2D live, or live 2D, I mean. But there is also going to be voice acting, which is rare for, I think, this is a Western developed visual novel. Oh, it looks cool. Like a Japanese one.
No, that's good. I like touches like voice acting. Very rare to see a visual novel with voice acting.
Or Western, rather.
Maybe there'll be some voice acting in this next game. Momodora series developer Bomb Service has announced the tentatively titled Momodora 5, or V, the first third-person...
No, action. 5, because they have 5. Four.
The first third-person action-adventure entry in the series. It's built on the Unity 3D and follows the story of Momo, a priestess on a mission to heal a sacred tree and purify her land. So it'll be on exhibit at A5th of Bit Summit from May 20th to the 21st. Fourth entry in the series, Reverie Under Moonlight, launched for PC in March last year and for the PS4 and Xbox One this March. All Momodora titles up till now have been 2D platformers. So
I just want to say that A5th of Bit Summit is a weird name for a convention.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Japanese convention, but it's still a weird name.
And weren't the other games like Metroidvanias?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watched the trailer for it, and it's like, it doesn't look good at all.
Mm. No, it's a good game. Play it.
No, I'm talking about this one. The other ones looked good, but this one doesn't look good at all.
Well, it's probably like still in the alpha stage.
I hope so, because that the initial trailer does not look promising.
Yeah, it does not.
Plus, I'm always leery of Unity 3D.
Yeah. MXT is trying to get me to work at...
Well, if it bombs terribly, it'll probably go back to making 2D more tours.
Yeah. MXT is trying to make me work at GameStop. It's not happening, dude. All right, let's move on. No homie discounts this week, unless anybody knows of one. Any Twitter questions, Breakman?
Oh, let's see here. Since we asked people to give us some sound effects, I'm guessing no.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's go ahead and double check. No, nothing on here.
All right. Anyone else is made in Unity, though?
What?
Ukulele, Bomberman, Super Bomberman R.
Hmm. Yeah, you know what else was made in Unity? Corpse Party Blood Drive. That game ran like ass. Hmm.
All right, let's move on to what we've been playing. I'm going to start with Mug this time.
I've actually not been playing all that much. The only thing I've played was actually yesterday, playing a little bit of DMC Definitive Edition on PS4. I've got plenty of shit I should be playing, but I just haven't gotten around to doing any of it.
Yeah, I saw you playing DMC.
Did you get to the part where you get all the fuck yous in the game?
I mean, I played through the game already. I mean, to completion already. So
that's like the best single part of the game where they just say "fuck you" to each other.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! It is funny, but people hate on that game, and I think they're idiots. So it's a good game.
From what I saw, I liked what I was watching. So it's a decent game. I don't understand the hate so far. Maybe I'll understand a little bit more later, you know, if I watch you play a little bit more or play it myself, but there you go. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Well, I haven't really played anything new, but I did make a couple of purchases at Target Clearance Rack, so I will be playing these soon. And I think for $6 a piece, I think I got a pretty good deal. Tales from the Borderlands and the Telltale's Batman game.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Freak 5.
Both of those are very good.
Freak 5
$6
was...
$6 a piece. I couldn't pass that up.
Yeah.
Personally. Yeah, that's a pretty darn good price. Yeah, especially for the Batman. I mean, Batman's still pretty new.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. So I'll be playing it as soon as I have this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yay me. Yay me!
Yay you, dude. Freak 5 says he's been playing Skyforge on... Oh, he says he downloaded Skyforge on Steam. It looks interesting, he said. And he likes looking at dogs taking a shit. So that's...
And he likes to play with himself while doing that.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't know why he had to tell us all of that, but...
I know. He's just a bundle full of info today. let's see. Eric, what have you been playing?
More Nor 9 Far Commons. Flint Hook, which hopefully will be up on Total EGN later tonight if it's not up already. I mean, I only just mailed it to him 2 hours ago, so who knows.
Yeah.
But Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap, which is also on Total EGN for review. You'll read that if you want. The one thing I kind of wish that they had done with it would be to have a map feature and... What are you laughing about?
Chat.
Chat, Freak 5 Chaos says, Break and Frank will be hearing from my lawyer this week.
He has a lawyer? I doubt it.
He represents himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, that and they probably could have increased the melee attack range just by like having the slash be the hitbox or something.
Mm.
Like a little animated slash. But, other than that, they could have had an additional retro filter for the PC Engine version of the game, which was just released as Dragon's Curse. That's why they technically don't count it as a Wonder Boy game, and why it wasn't included in the Wonder Boy collection, which is weird because like they could have done the SMS one too, but they didn't do that either.
All right, what else have you been playing, Eric?
But Rain World, which I didn't like. The review of that is on BostonBashBrigade.com.
Okay.
It's like, I couldn't figure out what to do. The game's very cryptic. It's about survival, but you're constantly fighting the controls and the sprites are tiny, so it's hard to see what you're actually doing at any given time.
Mm. Yeah.
And enemies just seem to converge on your location no matter what.
Yeah.
And trying to escape them is hard because of said control issues.
Yeah. What else, Eric?
The East 8 demo, which I played for a bit.
Yeah, what'd you think of that, man?
It's a beefy demo because you could save your game and I don't think the save game data transfers to the full game because like I'm pretty sure they've set you at a place that's beyond the intro of the game. Mm-hmm. It's probably not much further, but still ahead. So maybe what you get the retainer like items or something you picked up.
Yeah. Hmm. Anything else, Eric? I'm just reading chat here.
I liked how much more fast paced it is, even compared to Celceta.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And
nice,
I like how flash guarding and flash rolling or whatever it is, the other one seems to work a lot more consistently because it's easier to see what you're doing.
Yeah, Freak 5 says we're libeling him, but that implies that you have a reputation, a good reputation, Freak 5. So,
but I also played a little bit of Persona 5. I got like 5 hours into that, but like I have not got very far because I haven't even beat the first dungeon yet.
Yeah.
But unlike Persona 4, it doesn't take 5 hours to start fighting. You start fighting in like the very beginning, and then they do story, and then there's like a better pacing of fighting story.
Yeah.
That was the thing about Persona 4. I was like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. Then the fighting started. I'm like, I'm not enjoying this as much now.
Yeah. I did like Persona 4, what I played of it. But all the Persona games are good in their own right. But,
It seems they went back to the series roots a little bit, and like every character has a gun, but or some kind of firearms, and but they have limited ammo in this game, so you're gonna have to buy items to restore your ammo, or you're gonna have to leave the dungeon to come back to have it refilled.
Yeah, it's not but, slander if it's true. That's exactly right, Mug. Go ahead. Anything else,
Eric? There's also demon conversations, which is nice. So you're still fighting shadows, but they all take on the appearance of demons because they're technically demons that have been morphed into shadows.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I played. All
right. I've been playing. Check this out, guys. This is going to shock the world right here. I played Marvel Puzzle Quest every day. But I also got a chance, courtesy of Mug, on his Vita to play Corpse Party, all right, and Axiom Verge. And check this out. I beat Axiom Verge. So I have a fucking review today of a game, not a movie.
You actually played and beat a game, yay.
Yeah.
Let's give you a sticker.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, it's been fun, man. I played Axiom Verge, so I'll do a review of that later on in the show. So,
which version? You play the Wii U version or the PS4
I actually played the Vita.
Version?
The Vita version.
Oh, yeah. But if you... Well, you have the PS4 version then, because isn't that cross-buy?
No, I don't know if it is, but I just played it on the Vita. I don't own a Vita. Mug does, so I'll be playing probably a few games on that.
Wait, when did you get a Vita?
I don't have a Vita. It's Mug's. Mug has a Vita.
Is the Vita or the Vita TV? I can't remember what Mug got.
Yeah. Just the Vita. I don't know what... Yeah, just the actual console. All right. Let's move on to our Stinkos. Mug, I want to get your Stinko in right away because I know your connection's kind of wonky. So, Mug, your Stinko.
I won't go into detail. I'll just say there have been some woman troubles and some, you know, some shit that's been brewing has finally come to a head, and that particular chapter of my life is over.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm fed up with that shit, and I'm ready to move on.
Dude, that's good. I actually take it as good news. I think you've opened your doors, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're in a good place right now, man. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, objectively, I realize that is most likely true. Right now, it just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak 5 says there must be an infant level of difficulty on Axiom Verge, or I had to go to the basement to get it from Mug. You son of a bitch.
Persona 5 does have a safety mode that makes the game super easy.
Oh, shit. That's...
I actually might play with them.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to blow through the combat.
No, it's not... It's not a,
just
you know,
the social stuff.
I think what it does, it has a 2x experience modifier and a 5x money modifier.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And you can change the difficulty at any time, but if you start on normal, then switch to safety, you're stuck at safety. Yeah. Until you play a new game plus.
Mm. All right, cool. Let's move on to our Stinkos, guys. Eric, let's start with yours.
I think it's the same is true for the highest level difficulty, too. Once you pick it, you're stuck. But,
Break Man's
Exile. What's my Stinko? Yeah, would be... I don't know if this is a Stinko, but it's a potential Stinko because it could go horribly wrong. But, this is from CNN.com. It's Florida releases... Sorry, there's a stupid ad. But it says Florida releases an experimental mosquitoes to fight Zika.
What's wrong with that?
Read on. It says thousands of mosquitoes infected with the Wolbachia bacteria were released in an area in the Florida Keys this week in hope of a new approach to control of the disease carrying female... Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits Zika virus, dengue fever,
dengue fever,
and chikungunya. According to the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, 20,000 males Aedes aegypti mosquitoes were released on Stock Island Tuesday for a field trial that will last 12 weeks. Mosquitoes, which do not bite, have been mainly infected with a naturally occurring bacteria called Wolbachia. And it's found in the insects, cells of many insects, but not mosquitoes. So the bacterium is manually injected in the mosquitoes. So it's not that they were carrying this naturally. They were injected with it.
Mm. Why is that a problem?
So what's the problem? Like,
and my only problem is whether or not it could it won't work right, and the mosquitoes end up, you know, infecting the rest of the populace.
There is
they can't. They're males. They don't bite.
No, but I understand that. But what about mating with the mosquitoes that are already there? Or is the life cycle so quick?
What if the virus doesn't work? I mean, or the thing that prevents them from procreating doesn't work. So they end up procreating, and then the females get infected, and then they start infecting the populace. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I think I'm fairly certain that that's, you know, this isn't Jurassic Park. I can say with, you know, with considerable confidence that they've already, you know, that there's a great deal more than this report is giving you, because, hey, it's CNN. Like, you know, about like why that's, you know, why that's not an actual concern.
Okay. So I guess I could just wipe this then.
Yeah. Here, word of advice, stop reading CNN.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, when it comes to – when you're looking for anything – if it's anything remotely involving science, if it's like – I would just ignore all the major news outlets.
I agree with you 100%, but I do see a small danger with this. But again, scientists know infinitely more than we do. So, you know, they're probably doing the right thing. So all right, Eric, anything else? I think you have another one here. Pretty big one, actually.
Yeah. O'Reilly – well, it's part of a suite because O'Reilly has been finally fired from Fox News regarding his 17 sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah.
But the reason for his firing is not due to the fact that Fox News actually had balls and grew conscious, but because money.
Well, money, and he
it's
actually
always about
got,
money.
Yeah,
his replacement is probably just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah, who replaced him? I don't know.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh my God, that idiot.
But the upshot of that though is that Tucker Carlson does not have the clout or the name recognition that Bill O'Reilly did.
Oh, he will now. He will now.
Nah.
With that, not
immediately. It'll take years for him to build that up.
I don't know, but
well, hey. That's assuming that Fox News isn't employed by then. But
yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Fox News like regularly kills CNN and MSNBC.
They may be taking a tumble here. We don't know the
small tumble that won't last long.
The real stinko in that should have been Fox News for not firing him
for taking this long.
For taking this long and not firing him for other fireable offenses, like, I don't know, being a fucking racist on air, or, you know, just being a general fucking douchebag in general. But
is Rush Limbaugh still on the air?
Yes.
Okay, then racism's apparently fine on the air.
Yeah, it is. It really is. People.
Somebody made a tweet on Twitter. It says that Fox News now has a higher level of standards than the President of the United States does. Yeah.
Is there anybody more like blatantly racist and misogynistic than Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, I
know plenty.
I know
the pastor Kevin blatantly Anderson. More. I
yes.
don't know.
Yes,
Kevin
yes.
Anderson.
How about Jeff Sessions? How about that?
No, even worse, look up Kevin Anderson, the pastor.
Oh, he's a bad one,
too. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. I mean, he is like just flagrantly just – I mean, him literally shouting out how much of a racist and sexist he is.
Yeah. Jeff Sessions not far behind, man. That guy is – I'll talk about him in a second. But, the real culprit being Fox News ticks along. I'm – you know. Breakman. Your stinko.
Not to mention this exposure just reteaching people that Fox News has been totally fucked up for years.
Yeah, well, we all know that, man. Breakman, your stinko.
My stinko goes to something that's not new. It's pretty commonplace, but it's the deportation of a local woman, a dreamer, so-called, you know. Basically, she came from, I believe, Mexico, and since then she's lived in this country like 15, 20 years. She has like four or five kids, and she has been trying to become a citizen for a long time. She's got no misdemeanors, no felonies. She's never – the only time she's ever had interaction with the police is I think 10 years ago when they raided her company she was working for. And they found out they're illegal immigrants working. They're like, what the hell? Like, okay, well, you guys shouldn't be here, so we're going to send you back. So like 10, 15 years later we're going to send you back 10, 15 years later. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, here's everybody knows by now that I'm half Mexican, half.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, half I know. What? Spoiler alert.
What?
Yeah.
I can't do this with no Latinos.
Where's ICE when you need him, right, Brake?
Right. Trump, get him.
Yeah, exactly.
So what breed of half white are you, by the way?
What breed? The breed that's not on the side of white privilege. That's the breed that I'm on the side of. You know, denial is a hell of a drug. Like, it just happens over and over and over and over again. All this shit, man. I can't tell you my frustration with the ways of the world and the treatment of minorities, especially black people, all right? And obviously brown people, which I'm a part of, and it sucks. I don't know, man. I'm fed up with it. The system is, you know how Trump touts as the election being rigged and everything's fucking rigged in Trump's view if it doesn't go his way? Well, I actually live that life almost every day where the system is rigged. You know, whether I go into a department store and I'm followed around by a goddamn employee, or, you know, I'm not hired somewhere because of my age or my ethnicity.
There are a few things I hate more than, like, going in the store and having, like, an employee following around.
Oh, dude, it happens to me all the fucking time.
It's fucking infuriating.
And I tell people this, and they always say that I'm exaggerating until I point it out, you know, and then they finally kind of get the gist of what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this shit.
I know a lot of white people don't know the experience, but I've had it happen to me, like, where people follow, like, the employees have followed me around going everywhere I am.
Well,
like,
imagine.
Like what? What am I doing?
Exactly. I doing? And imagine this.
I 100% understand, like, how terrible that is.
Right. Just imagine it happening more times than not. Let's just put it that way.
I get what you're saying. I'm not saying it happens to me every time.
No. But
it's happened a few times. But you're saying, like, as somebody like you, it happens a lot.
Somebody like me, or I, God forbid, I actually
one of you Mexican people.
Right. the whole immigration thing is. I just want to get it out in the open here right now. When Trump said that there were a bunch of racists and a bunch of rapists and murderers that came up here, the amount of people the amount of people that have come over here that overwhelmingly dwarf, even more so than Americans born here, the amount of crime is unbelievable. You would not even. It would blow your mind how the percentage of people that actually commit crime that come over here proportionately is way less than people that were actually.
I got no problem with, like, let's go after the criminals, let's go after the rapists and stuff like that. But that's not what is happening.
Right. That is not what's happening because of the numbers break. I'm sure that every once in a while they'll come forward and tout that they got a murder. You know, deported, right. Or, you know, a murderer's in jail or a rapist or something.
Yeah, but what actually happens is, like, this lady, she's a mother, and I think – I'm not sure. She might have been a grandmother even of one of her kids. Like, she'd been in this country so long that one of her kids is old enough to have kids,
and
I think
the majority of people actually think like you, Brake, like, what is she hurting? Nothing, right? So why is she being deported? There's no reason.
Why doesn't she have a better option of becoming an American citizen?
Right.
What is her path to becoming an American citizen?
Right.
Because as far as I could see, like, from everything that I've read and looked, she didn't really have an option.
Yeah. Freak 5 just put something in chat. United States federal court rules females are free to display their breast in public. That is fantastic.
That is now my sweeto.
That
I know. That is
wait,
my sweeto.
Wait, in what states?
Yeah, no, this is a federal court. This is federal law. Federal law.
I don't remember what my sweeto was before, but it's now this.
So is this about the display or is this more about breastfeeding?
I have no idea, man. Trump is making American.
Hang on, wait. So this specific case was brought about because of a law that the municipality of Fort Collins in the state of Colorado passed in 2015. It was a law stating that unless a woman was breastfeeding or under the age of 9, she was not allowed to be topless in public.
Yeah.
This was discrimination at its finest. Their reasoning was that it could be seen as a distraction and disrupt order among the community. How pathetic is that? This law was challenged in court not long after in 2016 by the group above mentioned Free the Nipple. Yeah. They demanded an injunction on the law and stated how discriminatory and restrictive the law was against women in the city. The only way to make this law fair was to ban both men and women from showing their breasts or eliminating the law altogether. Yeah. City officials countered by saying that male and female breasts were different and should be treated differently.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that.
And it looks like, of course, when everything was said and done and all the facts of the case had been presented before the court, District Judge R. Brooke Jackson granted an injunction on the ordinance number 134 on the ground that the law is discriminatory against women and it also sexualizes female breasts. Thank you.
Yeah.
This huge win for those who follow the Free the Nipple movement.
Yeah.
The court stated that the main difference between male and female breasts is merely the ability to breastfeed. This is not significant enough to gain different treatment from the government.
Yeah, I agree.
When female breasts are just lumpier male breasts.
Well,
I 100% disagree with that one, but okay.
They're the exact same thing, other than the fact that females lactate, and that is a hormonal difference.
They don't get as hairy.
Yeah, that's true.
A hormonal difference. This is not quite over yet. Jackson believes that this ordinance violated the Equal Protection Clause and that Fort Collins has discriminated against women. It appears the city is going to be reluctant when it comes to giving up on this case, so we will have to wait and see just what happens in the times to come. So that's like it's not a final thing, but it is it does set a useful precedent at the federal level.
You know what's astonishing about this whole thing and what this is really about? Like, people will look at this and say, oh, now we're just going to have females all over the place exposing themselves and causing traffic accidents.
Yes.
I know. For one, why is that a bad thing for either males or females? Like, females have seen breasts all over the
guys
place.
Guys don't have to wear their shirt in public, question a female.
Well, and here's the other thing.
There are guys that should be required to wear their shirt.
Yeah, that is definitely true. There are people of all genders who should be required to wear lots and lots of clothes in public.
No,
that's true.
Look,
you should never be allowed to go outside and get without an overcoat.
At
the very least, this will prevent females from getting stopped by police, like if something happened to their shirt and it got ripped off.
Somewhere. Yeah,
wouldn't have to get them for indecent exposure.
The other benefit though is that when this kind of stuff becomes more and more commonplace, we desexualize breasts in general, and it's not like check out the tits on that one and everything.
And you guys are all like, this is so good because that's exactly why.
No, there's those stupid non-intellectual arguments in favor for it, which I don't give any way to. But what's not said in this whole thing is the fact that, there are several laws that are meant to oppress women, and this happens to be one. Like, nobody is saying in this thing, like, you have to go topless. That's what people's perception is.
People have the freedom to do something, more often than not, they won't do it, actually.
Freak 5 says I should be required to wear a hijab. Get out of here, Freak 5.
If people can, prove that they can restrain themselves around exposed breasts in this country, we could show all the Islamic countries of the world you don't need a hijab and shit.
Well, that'll take
saying you don't want me included in this.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you just going to turn into us like the moment you see tits, you just go, ah, you turn into
he turns into Jekyll, man.
Oh god, so you turn into like a 7-year-old.
No, we could get Brakeman's special glasses that he won't be able to see it.
Yeah,
it'll be like the opposite of the glasses in They Live, except just wherever he sees boobs, it'll just say, you know, it'll just say scat porn.
So it wouldn't be like the bar. I wouldn't see the black bar everywhere. You could just someone takes their clothes off and there's suddenly a black bar.
Instead of a black, actually, it would still have the black border, but it would say scat porn over the black.
You know what? That would be funny if somebody like in Fort Collins, like a woman just wore pasties that held like a black, like, you know,
like with Velcro. Yeah. Pasties with Velcro on them and just held like a black.
Yeah. Black. Yeah. With that saying on there.
It's a scat porn plus exiled.
With something way worse, you know. Scat porn exiled. That's awesome, man. Mrs. Brakeman will make them move next door to an old folks home, Freak says. After,
well, I'm wearing glasses where I can't see anything, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go. All right, my Stinko. I mentioned Jeff Sessions. He does not believe that Hawaii is a state. He called it an island in the Pacific. So it pretty much brings me full circle.
Are we still listening to this guy talk?
What I've heard.
It's a state. Yeah. And it's an archipelago. Yeah. It's not an island.
Well, I mean,
yeah, from what I heard, though, that the Hawaii didn't ever want to become part of the U.S. to begin with.
But, well, probably not.
They probably didn't, but they voted for it. And the point that this senator was making was that Sessions was being just blatantly racist, which we all knew obviously to begin with. So,
here's your easy quiz. Like, was Jeff Sessions being racist? Was his mouth open?
Yes, exactly. My other stinko is frustrations with doctors. I've had a myriad of problems with my neck and back, and I just feel like my voice isn't being heard. I've got another appointment coming up, but I don't know, man. I'm at my wit's end.
Here we go. More Frank's whining.
Yeah, Frank is an old man.
I know.
Damn, if women can go topless in public, all those poor strippers might lose their jobs. That's one way of looking at it. I doubt very seriously the strippers are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, because like women on the street are not going to be, you know, are not going to be trying to make themselves look sexy.
No.
Which is what strippers are ostensibly supposed to be doing.
Right. Now, if someone is naked, you know, going around topless, I mean, I've seen men topless. I'll probably look at women topless.
This probably means that Vegas is the first place that will have lots of women going topless.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Shit, I forgot what my sweeto was this week, but I had one.
It's like, tits! It all went, like, someone said tits, and the whole thing went out the
right,
window.
Right, it went
that's
out
what happened
it.
To me.
Yeah, exactly. Brakeman, your sweeto.
Free the nipple. I have no idea what I was going to say before, but free the nipple, baby. Free the nipple!
I'm going to go with that, too, man.
Nipple.
Yeah.
Free the nipple.
You may be, I don't know how Ohio is, man, but you might be regretting that, pretty much.
You know, I did go to the strip club one time that was having amateur night, and that was just big
amateur
mistake.
Amateur night.
Flip them flapjacks, yes.
Amateur night can go one of two ways, man. You could either have a really good time or a really shitty time.
It was going good for a while, and then and then there was the one that went up there.
And then I looked at eye bleach, and that was, you know.
There's always that one, Brakeman. Always that one. The one that'll get people in trouble because they're not tipping her because she's, you know, not of the quality of the others. You know that one.
She wasn't not only of the quality of the others, she was less attractive than every man in the bar.
Oh, even better.
She brought her self-confidence, but no thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a lot of self-confidence to be up there, but I kind of had the thought of maybe if Freddy Krueger and Kathy Bates had a kid.
Awful. Awful, man. You should have said Rosie O'Donnell. That would have made it even worse, man.
Well, I was just thinking Kathy Bates because she did do that one nude scene.
Oh, I've got news.
Uh-oh. What's the news? Yeah.
Friday the 13th game has gotten a date.
I did see that. What's the date?
May 26th.
There you go. That's a highly anticipated game that a lot of people are having tons of fun with. I saw plenty of video on it. It looks really fun, but it looks fun for a while type game. I'm wondering if are they adding a campaign mode to it, or is it just going to be the multiplayer?
I don't know.
All right, that's something to look out for. All right, Sweetos, Mug.
Well, my job hunt may be going more smoothly. I have an angle on a possible job that pays pretty well. I mean, it's just a short term contract, like 3 months. But you know, if it's a foot in the door, and it would help. It would get me some money coming in, which would be very useful. And also, on the money front, I dug out some old goodies. I found a bunch of like complete in box Game Boy Advance games that I'm going to be selling. Like, I've got, you know, Zelda, Oracle of Ages, and Oracle of Seasons, and like the Final Fantasy Game Boy Advance games and stuff like that. It's like, so those are going on eBay. So that'll probably bring me in a few hundred dollars, which will be good.
Wyland is in chat. Wyland, how you doing, man? He said he made a run to the ER. Hopefully you're okay, dude. MXT got back in chat too. So,
a blood clot in the leg. Ooh. Ow, Jesus Christ, man!
Wyland, you just can't catch a break.
Damn. God, Wyland, I'd say, you know, good luck with that, but damn, you're having the worst luck ever, man. Blood clot. Yeah, hopefully, do they give you meds? Is the prognosis good? I'm hoping so, man. Break already did his. I'm going to piggyback on yours, Break. I actually think that ruling is awesome for women. You know, it's just a good thing. Eric, you already kind of did your Sweeto O'Reilly.
It kind of reminds me of back a few years ago. I talked about the how girls weren't allowed to play football and stuff like that. And usually the excuse was, well, it's because when they're getting tackled by the boys will be able to grope them and stuff like that.
Which probably doesn't happen.
Your point about having women not be able to take their shirts off is because it's sexualized to men.
Right, right. And it shouldn't be that way.
So, again, it comes down to you're not allowed to do that because of men.
Right. Well,
because men apparently can't control themselves.
Yeah. Well, I know I can't, but that's, you know.
Wyland says they gave him meds and
it needs like therapy.
Right? Sets his physical therapy back a week. Wyland, we're pulling for you, dude. I hope you get better, dude. Hopefully all this shit.
You're not allowed to die. I can't take any more death.
No.
You're not allowed. No. Not. You hear me?
Our not listeners allowed. Are not allowed to die unless they get permission, and that goes for.
Yeah, you have to ask for Moria's permission.
Why Moria? Why not me, you son of a bitch? Exiled.
And then Frank was saying earlier today that that's a word with power. I'm like, everyone respects exiles. Like, when? Who? And name a single person.
That's right.
See, the reason exile. I say because Moria instead of Frank is because if you gave Frank the power, I'd be dead.
I wouldn't kill you, man. All right. More Sweetos. Let's see. Mug already did yours. I think we got them all. Eric, did you have anything more on Bill O'Reilly getting fired?
No. All right. Just that.
All right. Let's move on to reviews. Eric, I'm going to start with yours first, and then I'll go with a couple that I have.
The Fate and Furious, the 8th Furious movie.
No spoilers. I'm sure some people have not seen it. I don't care if you spoil it for me, but I would not want somebody to get spoiled on a movie they want to see. So Fate and the Furious, pretty good movie, Eric?
It was all right. It wasn't as good as 7, in my opinion. I mean, there was, like, stuff with the submarine, but I don't think it was as wild and crazy as the last one was.
Yeah.
And it had your typical, we ran out of ideas at this point, so we have to do something with the family. So I'm kind of hope that the last... They've already got a side movie in 9 planned. So I'm gonna assume number 10 is gonna be them in space. I think that's the only thing they could do at this point that would actually be interesting.
So let me ask you this question, Eric. I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but is it a movie worth seeing in the theaters for the action? The set pieces and stuff like that.
I pay like $5.75 to see it, so that's probably the price. Yeah. See the movie.
Yeah. Weiland, damn, he had that blood clot for a week, he says. That sucks, man.
I don't know if the movie had a 3D version or not, because there was only a 2D version at the...
I'm not sure. But, I'm not sure.
It might be better in 3D.
Yeah. So what do you get in Fate and the Furious? I've heard that it wasn't as good as the last one either, but it was still fairly good. What do you give in Fate and the Furious?
I'm not sure what I gave 7. I think I gave 7 a 7.5. I give this one just a 7.
Yeah. Sounds about right. I think you're on par with most critics for Fate and the Furious. Anybody else have any questions for Eric on Fate and the Furious? Is anybody interested? Break.
Also, the side movie is going to star Dwayne Johnson and Statham.
Yeah, that was in the works for a while. Vin Diesel was actually pissed off at that. You can read about that online.
He wanted to be a part of it too?
No, he just feels like he is the Fate, Fast and the Furious franchise in himself, and I've got news for him.
I don't know. Based on how this movie ends, you get the feeling he's going to be in the movie less.
Yeah.
The next movie less, I mean.
Yeah. Let's see.
I might want to go back and watch the earlier ones because there's some backstory from those films that I didn't quite understand because I didn't see them. Although you don't necessarily need to.
I'm not a big Fast and the Furious person, but I heard the later movies are really good, so maybe I should jump in and have a marathon. Just
it freaks like, have they been underwater yet? Though they sort of went in a sub, but no. Yeah. So they could do that for the next one.
All right. I got a couple quick reviews. Dead West was a movie that I watched. I thought it was going to be a zombie movie set Western style. That's kind of the impression I got from the cover. I was guilty of doing what I used to do back in the day and just see a cover of VHS or something and get a movie based on that. It's kind of what I did. I was tired of looking through Netflix for stuff, so I watched a movie called Dead West. Acting sucked. The story was actually pretty decent. The main character in it, it's basically kind of they follow around a serial killer type movie. I was shocked of how different a movie than what I envisioned it was. But it wasn't the worst thing in the world that I've ever seen. I'm going to give it a 5. The guy reminded me of Timothy Oliphant, who I like quite a bit and I think is a pretty decent actor. The movie fell a little flat, had some pretty good ideas. If they had a bigger budget, I think that it would have helped that movie tremendously. Get some better actors and they could have had a really solid movie on their hands. But I'm giving Dead West a 5 out of 10. It's worth a watch. It's not a zombie Western. It's basically a modern-day serial killer movie with some decent-sized twists and turns and different things. And then I want to review Axiom Verge, the awesome video game. Where it's basically a Metroid game going around getting different weapons, power-ups, etc. It's got a really good story. I really don't want to ruin the Axiom Verge story because it is a unique story. It follows basically this dude, this scientist that's trapped in this world, and it kind of goes from there. It's who's moving around? Jeez,
I had to scratch my head, Someone else dropped something.
Yeah, I was like talking, and then all of a sudden noise. But Axiom Verge is really easy to play. It's basically, like I said, a Metroid clone. But done very, very well. The music is impressive. Mug and I talked about the music. It's not something that you would like put on your own and get a soundtrack to. But this guy that did it, what's his name, Mug? What's his name again?
Thomas Happ.
Yeah. This guy did everything, the music, the coding, every single thing to do with the game he had a hand in at the very least. And he came up with a really, really good product. I played it on the Vita. The only problem that I had with Axiom Verge was sometimes it slowed down a little bit on the Vita. I know the PS4 did not have that problem.
Since the Vita has a woefully small amount of RAM.
Yeah. It doesn't have the horsepower to carry the game all the way through, but pretty minimal problems. I liked it. It is a tad difficult in certain places, but you'll get items that obviously will help you get through those hard times. Axiom Verge is a great game. I would give Axiom Verge an 8 out of 10. Actually, more like a 9 out of 10, because there were very few flaws with the game. I didn't have very many issues with it, and I suck at video games. So, you know, I really liked it. Axiom Verge is a great, great game. I highly recommend playing it.
Other games that you should probably check out that were made by essentially one person would be the upcoming Iconoclast for the PS4 and PC.
Yeah, maybe.
I think there was a Wii U version planned, but that probably will become the Switch version at this point.
I think
another one would be Turrican, because I think that was almost essentially made by one or two guys.
No, this game was great. I really enjoyed it. It took the guy 5 years to make. I'm going to try to get us an interview with him, and we'll delve into Axiom Verge a little bit more and talk a little bit more about it. But
so you're saying you have dirt on him and we can blackmail him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping he's made millions of dollars. I have dirt on everybody. Brake, did you know that? Like, honestly. And by the way, I meant to play this clip for Mug when I was talking about my back problems. I'm gonna play it right here.
My back! My neck and my back! Oh, I want $150,000!
So we can get out of court right now for 20 bucks.
Man, get your punk ass up. It ain't even wet over here.
Bonus points for anybody that knows what movie that is.
Isn't that from Don't Be a Menace?
It's not Don't Be a Menace. What did you say?
I said, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Oh, no, but that's a great
that's
movie.
That's a fantastic
I
movie.
Love I'm going to get you, movie. Sucker. I think that movie's awesome. No, Friday.
I've never seen
it. Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, now that I do remember that. I only ever saw the movie once, and that was like a long, long-ass time ago.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck and my back. Oh, I want $150,000. But we can settle out of court right now for 20 bucks.
Man, get your punk.
We can settle out of court for 20 bucks. Yeah, Freak 5 knew it. It was definitely Friday.
When Frank first did the, oh, my neck, my back, and I just followed up with my pussy and my crack.
Yeah, no,
I saw about half of Friday, and it was like the last half.
Oh, dude, you should watch that movie. It's a great movie.
You see Blake Man in chat, it's like, yeah, my neck, my back, look, my pussy and my crack.
No, wait. I think I do remember watching Friday. I ran it from Netflix once, but that was so long ago. I can't remember.
There's only a couple lines I remember from Friday, but the one that always cracked me up was like, just give me 3.5 minutes. Yeah. Maybe even four.
How much for one rib? That's my favorite part of I'm going to get you, sucker. How much for one rib? I need to watch that too. You should.
It's a great movie.
Oh, well, my favorite part of I'm going to get you, sucker, is the platform.
They shoot him.
Those platforms.
Man, I thought you said you was trained for combat. I was, but I ain't never been in it.
Break, man, that scene with the pimp, you're talking about the pimp with the platform goldfish aquarium shoes.
The blatantly obvious like the black woman starts flipping, but it's very obviously a white guy with a mustache.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says, true story, the father was based off of Frank, the father from Friday. That is incorrect. You know what?
That dude's been in everything.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I got everybody's reviews, etc. You know what? What cult films have you seen that you would recommend other people see. And we'll just kind of go around the room here. Breakman, what cult films have you seen?
Blind Fury is the first thing that comes to mind.
It's a great movie. Love that movie.
I love that movie, yeah.
The Last Dragon.
Last Dragon, another great movie. But I think a lot of people have seen that, haven't they? Or have they not?
It's still kind of underground. It's kind of getting a little bit of a renaissance now, but a lot of people, it's just kind of passed them by.
Yeah. Great movie. Obviously, Goonies is kind of a cult classic.
Really? I don't think that's a Steven Spielberg movie. I wouldn't call that a cult movie.
All right, about Monster Squad? That's a great movie.
I like that one. I'd
recommend Big Trouble in Little China.
One Man Has Nards. That's a fantastic movie.
Yes, Big Trouble in Little China. Freak Pipe says Class of Nukem High 1 and 2. I haven't seen the second one. Is that the new one? Is the Nukem High new one, or was there a 2? Shock Treatment. Haven't seen that one, Freak Pipe.
It's a sequel to Rocky Horror.
Oh. Yeah, I've not seen that.
By most accounts, it's incredibly awful.
Killer Clowns is a great movie.
The ultimate cult film that everyone should check out. It's actually one of my favorite animated films of all time. It's called Twice Upon a Time. It's a strange, strange film animated in a way that no other film was done, and it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. I still want to see Iron Giant.
That name's familiar. Yeah. Twice Upon a Time.
It never got a theatrical release. It only ever showed up on HBO back in the early 80s, which is how I saw it.
Yeah. Freak 5 brings up a great one, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's my daughter's.
I hated that movie.
Oh, God, I love it. My daughter loves that movie. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and she likes Return of the Living Dead. So Freak 5 says, no, the new one isn't 2. Class of Nukem High 2 was out in the 90s. And he says Shock Treatment is fucking awesome. And he loves the soundtrack.
The original Fright Night.
Would the Seven Samurai be considered a cult?
I would say so.
That's a Criterion Collection classic.
Yeah. That inspired a cult in the sense of like nerds.
A lot of Criterion Collection stuff, like film buff nerds, that kind of thing. But no, I wouldn't call that a cult film. That's the kind of thing that commonly gets covered in film study kind of stuff.
What about They Live? That's a good one.
Yeah.
They Live's a good one.
A lot of John Carpenter's old, like 80s stuff was, pretty much fell into that.
A lot of his stuff was cult stuff now or then, but now it's more like all of us have seen They Live,
Reanimator.
Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD. That's an awesome flick, man. all the trauma.
You guys ever see Dead Heat?
Dead Heat's a great one. Caged Heat.
It's Treat Williams and Joe Piscopo.
Yes, and I've seen it.
It's a zombie cop movie, except the zombies are not like Romero zombies. Treat Williams' character is a cop, but he's killed and he comes back, and essentially he's going to eventually rot away, so he's he has so much time to solve his own murder.
Yeah. I got a couple cult movies.
Joe Piscopo.
Shaun of the Dead and Attack the Block.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead's great.
Attack the Block is really good too. Clockwork Orange.
I still haven't seen that. And Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That one.
I haven't seen that
dude,
one.
Dude, that's a must watch. You guys should watch that one immediately. It is awesome.
I got one for you guys, and this is neither horror nor comedy. It's very cerebral science fiction that's very low budget. There's no science. There's no future in this science fiction movie, but it's really cool. It's called The Man from Earth. Yeah. And it's basically about what if a man were to survive from the Paleolithic era up to the modern
era. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie.
Here's some more.
I saw that too. It was called Encino Man.
Guy frozen, but he just kept living and never died.
Yeah. Weiland says Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, just for how wacky it is.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Should I bother watching Trolls?
The first Trolls?
Yes, absolutely. Watch the second one. It's the most awful movie ever. But and even better, watch the documentary. Watch the documentary on Trolls 2.
What about Trolls 3? Oh. It's just nothing to do with the other Trolls movies
no,
at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Trolls, you should... Not Trolls.
Oh, if you're looking for some good B-movies from like the 80s and early 90s, I can't remember what their names, but the twins? These two muscle – that like really like – Muscle-bound twins starred in like three or four movies back in like the 80s and 90s.
I'm looking at a
list.
They
were great B-movies, and I can't remember what their names
American
are.
American Ninja? Yeah. No.
American Ninja's great.
Like there was one where they were in like a mythical setting, and Rutger Hauer was the bad guy. God, I can't remember what that was.
I can't remember.
A movie where Rutger Hauer's the bad guy?
How about any Cynthia Rothrock movie?
Yeah, why not? Rocky Horror Picture Show, obviously. I'm looking at a list here. Donnie Darko.
Here's one. How about Meet the Feebles?
Dude, we could barely hear you, man. Like, you're
–
I heard Feebles.
Feebles.
No, I'm not saying we can, like, barely hear you volume-wise. There may be too much volume on your mic, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. Blade Runner, obviously. Repo Man. The Warriors, which
– Dark Side.
Everybody knows that. Showgirls. How about that? Clerks, Reanimator, of course, Evil Dead, of course, and then there's more.
I mentioned Dark City.
Dark City's a great movie. It doesn't get... what about Easy Rider? That's another good one.
No, that's a classic.
Wait, which one? There's like several.
No. The old Easy Rider. Big Trouble in Little China, of course. They Lives on here. Dazed and Confused.
I did not like the movie.
Yeah, I thought it was boring.
I didn't like Dazed and Confused that much either. Wicker Man from 73.
Lady Hawk, there's another good Rutger Hauer.
Has anybody seen Disturbing Behavior?
Yes. Been a while. What about Office Space? I think that works.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Princess Bride, another great movie. Blue Velvet. Nobody ever talks about Blue Velvet.
Monty Python and the Quest of the Holy Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Freak 5 has a list here. Let's go through these. Kentucky Fried Movie. I think I've seen that. Demonic Toys I've definitely seen. That's another good one. Puppet Master, of course.
Life of Brian.
God, there was a chick, I think, in Puppet Master 2 that was super hot.
I saw The Meaning Life. It wasn't as good as Life.
Meet the Feebles. Freak 5 says Blade Runner sucks. I kind of like Blade Runner. Freak 5 says Orgasmo. That's another good one. And Heavy Metal. Heavy Metal's awesome.
What are your guys' thoughts on the A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie?
Oh.
It sucked.
Yeah. I think it's worth seeing, but it's definitely not a good movie.
Yeah,
you know, there were things about it I like. I'm like, for a lot of people, like, oh, Star Wars is my thing. You know, Star Trek is my thing. You know, Lord of the Rings is my thing. Doctor Who is my thing. For me, it's Hitchhiker's Guide. And I really, really, really wanted to love the Hitchhiker's Guide movie. And unlike a lot of people, I actually really liked Mos Def as Ford Prefect. I thought he did a really good job. Mm-hmm. I liked the casting. I hated what they did to Zaphod. They padded out the story with complete nonsense and cut out shit they didn't need to, crammed in a stupid romantic subplot, and they just kind of missed the point on a lot of things, I felt. It fell very far short of what it could have been.
Toxic Avenger, Reservoir Dogs, Labyrinth, of course. There's a bunch of good ones.
The Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal's a good one. Yeah.
The Secret of Nim.
Secret of Nim, another good one. Yeah.
Cauldron, animated film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, there's so many, man. I could. Bloodsport. Everybody remembers that.
On a slightly related note, what do you think of live action Aladdin? I mean, it's going to happen, but Will Smith being the genie?
No. That would be awful.
I mean, the thing is, Aladdin is not a great movie. It's mostly held up, supported by Robin Williams as the genie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the thing. What are they going to do with the genie? I mean, obviously, they can't use.
Obviously, he'll be CG, but Like, and that was one thing. Like, the genie's face was based on Robin Williams' face.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Clerks is another one. I like
some people thought that Dan Costello was a good genie. You know, the guy who did Homer.
Yeah, maybe.
He was all right for the TV show, but he didn't compare to Robin Williams. Just didn't.
God, there's so many that are considered kind of cult movies. Would you guys consider Eyes Wide Shut a cult movie?
Yes, but I didn't like it.
I'd
say no because it's a Kubrick movie.
Yeah. I kind of like that movie quite a bit. I know I'm in the minority, but, you know. Gremlin?
Ooh, Free Five guesses Beastmaster. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Never seen any of those.
Conan. Conan's another good one. I like the first Conan. I think I like the second one. I also
saw the Flash Gordon film.
Flash Gordon, of course. Heavy Metal's on this list, which we mentioned. House of a Thousand Corpses.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I think
the Devil's Rejects, the far, far, far superior follow-up.
Yeah, I would say it is a better movie. I Spit on Your Grave, that's another good one. Mad Max.
The Mist?
Huh?
The Mist?
The Mist, yeah. Mad Max, just picking select ones here. Naked Lunch. I think...
How about you going to say Naked Gun?
Yeah, Naked Gun's in there too, the trilogy.
The third one is superior than the other two.
The first Dusk Till Dawn movie.
Yeah, I could see that. Although that was more of a bigger production. Natural Born Killers.
That was starring George Clooney. I mean, I don't think you can say that's a...
Oh, here's a good one. New Jack City. I love that movie. Night of the Demon, Night of the Comet, Night of the Living Dead, of course.
There's a lot of Night of horror movies.
Jesus. Primer. I haven't seen that in a long time. Pretty in Pink. Psycho. I don't see how that's a cult movie.
Cat People.
Yeah. Cat People is definitely a cult movie. Let's get Break.
Have you seen Brain Scan? I never seen Brain Scan.
Brain Scan's pretty good, man. There's some good music from that as we try to get Mug back on here. Caddyshack, maybe Young Frankenstein. I don't know. I'm having trouble getting Mug back on. But that's about it, man. I don't have much else unless you guys have something else.
I'm trying to find one right now.
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of think that I forget what the real name of the movie was. I think it was The Lost Skeleton of Cadavra. I think that was the name of the movie.
Yeah. Young Frankenstein, Caddyshack, Cat People. Let him share my mic. I'm not sharing my mic with Mug. Fuck that, freak. What are you? Are you crazy? This is my space. I'm trying to get him back on, but it's not working. We'll just have to call it a night. Let's go to plugs. Eric. I don't want to be around Mug all that time, Freak Five. What are you trying to do, man? Like, you're trying to really, like, break up the grinders, I think, man. Yeah. All right. I think Break just went to go get a beer or something. Let me see if I can get Mug up here. Come up and do your plugs, dude. I'm trying to look at some more here. Wreck, if anybody's seen Wreck, it's awesome. Oh, here's a good one. Reefer Madness. I love that one. Requiem for a Dream. Roadhouse, Robocop, of course. Rock and Roll High School. Rosemary's Baby. Scanners. Carrie. Scanners is good. Scanners is a good movie. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I thought was pretty good. Scream, of course. Never saw Sexy Beast. Maybe I should. Sisters.
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep's another good one. God, I haven't. I'm being rude, according to Freak Five, not sharing my mic. I called him up here. What more do you want me to do? Jesus. Slither. Crybaby is definitely considered a cult classic. I saw it on this list. So I Married an Axe Murderer, Snakes on a Plane, Speed Racer, which I thought sucked. Starship Troopers, that's a good one. Army of Darkness is on there. All the Wyland says Transformers 86. I love that movie. Let's see, The Swarm. I'm allergic to bees, so that one gives me the hibbies. The Swarm. I don't like any
Candyman.
Candyman's a great one.
I've only seen Candyman 3. I've never seen the first two.
The first one's really good. Really, really good. Taxi Driver's a great movie. Texas Killing Fields, that's a good one. They Live, which we mentioned. THX 1138. What else? Toxic Avenger, which I think I mentioned before. God damn, there's so many. Vampire's Kiss. Yeah, just a bunch. You are back, Breakman. What are your plugs, unless you have any more flicks for us?
You can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And you can still come up with a sound effect because nobody has so far.
Yep. A sound effect for the dash. Whenever we read something with a dash in, you will be forever known as the person that gave RP Grinders the sound that they should make when saying dashes.
You'll be world famous.
Yeah.
Everyone will love you.
By then. And if look, I'm going to do my plugs now. Eric has a Patreon going. We should put that in the show notes. Eric, if you take over posting the show tonight, if you could put that in the show notes, consider giving Eric some money. He does a ton of reviews, written reviews for various sites like, Game Tactics, and
which is long are with us, so
right.
I won't
mention. Well, you've done work on that website, yes. So there's still archives until they, you know. MXT is asking me about GDP, but you do other work for Boston Bastard Brigade. There's a variety of websites that you do reviews for. So, Freak 5 says the sound that Hanna-Barbera uses when someone is running. We have to be able to audibly do it ourselves, Freak 5.
There's two variations of the sound. There's the normal one, and then there's the Flintstones version.
If somebody could pull that off and figure out how we could do that without sound effects, that'd be okay, I guess. GDP. Maybe next week I'll do a GDP MXC. Maybe next week. Eric, your plugs.
MXP.
Like you mentioned, the sites I write for BostonMathBrigade.com, TotallyGen.com, HonestGamers.com, VogNetwork.com, and well, you can look all my old ones on either. GameTactics.com, and I did have my own. I tried for a while to put a few reviews on a. Couple of Aerogay on my I can't even remember the name of it now, but because it's been so long since I last checked it. But it's the ApostaGamer.com.
Yeah. What were you saying, Breakman?
In chat, MXT just says Eric reviews are good stuff. If I didn't give all my money to hookers, I'd give him some.
You know what? You have money for hookers.
You could do without that handy every month, MXT. You can pony up some cash for Eric. Come on now. Let's all support Eric. That's about it. Oh, Mug. Let me give you Mug's plug. Follow Mug at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG on the Twitter. Make sure you show him some love.
Yeah. When I finally write my Breath of Wild review, it's probably going to be a little bit more personal than my other reviews.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Just because I want to address a couple things, yeah. Like people complained about, namely the breakable weapon system.
Another movie character based off of me. I'll check that out after the show, man. All right. I think that's about it, unless anybody has anything else. Do you have anything else, Break?
No, but you're saying you want everybody to show Moria love, right? That means send him dick pics, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely okay, send Mud dick pics. Any and all dick pics. So There you go. That will definitely show Mug some love. MXT says
he pays his... Did Mug die first? It's because he kind of left us.
Well, he died out on the stream. I think it's because the basement blocked signal or something. I don't know. MXT says he pays his hooker in Walmart.
You find out what's causing the interference and it's a poor old hell.
I pay my hookers in... MXT says, I pay my hookers in Walmart coupons, so what? Does that make me a villain? You're a villain regardless.
I don't know if that makes you a villain.
You're not giving them money, that's for sure. Yeah.
It's villain-ish, but I don't know if that qualifies you as a villain.
Right. All right, guys, that's about all I got. Everybody in chat, thank you for joining Wyland, MXT, Freak Fight Chaos. Where's Dungeon Buster, I'm wondering? Somebody kidnapped Dungeon Buster, I think.
He's breaking a dungeon somewhere.
Yeah. And I hope Gripper. He's okay. Like, I've just – so many people have been getting randomly sick and everything, like with Wyland and friends and stuff like that. Like, just
– Oh, yeah. I got a review of Ukulele on totallygn.com this week, too.
Dirty Work, Freak 5 says, with Chevy Chase. I have not seen that. Oh, yeah, I have. I think that's the
normal. I think I've seen part of it once.
Let's see. I think that's about it.
Oh, wait. I've seen the entire movie. That was terrible.
No. All right. That's about it for this week, guys. Everybody stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. If you want to join the show live, make sure you check it out on Wicked Radio Network live every Friday at 7 Eastern Time. Until then, we are out. Take care, everybody. We're out.